Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I would happen to be JR. I hope you had a great Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Sunday. I hope you're having a better night than the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers already hurt. You can't make some of these things up. Either way, I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down, producing for us live out of New York City. And thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Whether you are up north in Canada, whether you're here in the South with me, you could be out west, you could be anywhere. I'm glad you're here. Let's rock and roll. A lot to do. If you want to talk to me over the next 4 hours, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere on the internet. That is at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you will already know everything that we are going to discuss. Now, having said that, you can always tune in for free on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got people tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 158 and smart speakers. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Here's the quick update on the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers plays 4 snaps, is chased for his life in almost all 4 of them, and then he goes down. A guy tackles him behind the line of scrimmage, of course. Left leg is underneath him. His foot bends in a way that his foot isn't supposed to bend, and he ain't playing anymore. He's in a boot. X-rays were negative. Well, X-rays, MRIs, they look at the bone, and there's probably something wrong with the guy's foot, his Achilles, his tendon, who knows, calf. I don't know. I just know this man is 40 years old, and he's busted up. The New York Jets are currently losing right now to the Buffalo Bills in New Jersey. The score is 13-6. Zach Wilson is out on the field, which isn't anything that a New York Jets fan wants to see. And so this is your conclusion of week one of the NFL season. Aaron Rodgers in a primetime game on 9-11 here is done. He's out already. We don't know how long. We'll find out tomorrow. I'm sure by the time I'm on air tomorrow evening, we can have an entire dissertation about Aaron Rodgers' injury and his leg. But it's the same old Jets. The Jets are cursed. This is just what happens to the New York Jets. So we'll get into that some more and then talk to you about the matchup. We had a lot of games over the weekend, both on the college side and the pro ranks. A great NFL Sunday to start things off. We had some close games. We had some blowouts. We had an ass-whooping last night. The Dallas Cowboys just smacking around the Giants 40-0. The game just was done from the get-go. Block kicks and pick sixes, and there wasn't too much to see there. So we're going to talk about it all throughout the course of the night. Yes, we're going to even talk about Coco Gauff picking up her first championship, her first title. Djokovic going ahead and adding another Grand Slam to his ledger. Deion Sanders in Colorado, they keep on winning. And so it has been a busy, busy weekend. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing good?
Doing well, JR. Better than Rogers. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I don't know. There's not enough magic juice for Aaron Rodgers to drink that's going to fix his leg. And the New York Jets look like the same old Jets with Zach Wilson back there. They're looking for some offense. It looks like every New York Jet is pretty shell-shocked at this moment. And we'll keep you up to date as that game goes on. And it's kind of wild to think about this. This is supposed to be a high watermark for the New York football scene. You have the New York Giants, who shocked everybody and went into the playoffs last season with their first-year head coach, Brian Daboll. And they get smashed last night in New Jersey, the same stadium, MetLife Stadium. Less than 24 hours later, everybody wants to see the debut of Aaron Rodgers. And you don't have to be a New York Jets fan to feel interested or be interested in what's going on. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best players that the NFL has ever seen. And so whether you love him, you hate him, you can't stand him, you want to see him fail, you want to see him succeed, he's must watch. And so in the same stadium, less than 24 hours after the Giants got blanked 40-0 by the Cowboys, the New York Jets are just in the toilet. They switched up the field, switched up some logos, Giants to Jets, and the Jets are getting their own type of ass whooping. But we'll get there. Let's get these Cowboys out the way. So many conversations year after year after year about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, how things are going to work, not work. And I just kind of go, yeah. Let me know when they do it. They punched the Giants in the mouth last night, 40-0. This game, you knew the vibe from early. Blocked field goal into a touchdown, a pick six into a touchdown, and you just go, yeah, this is going to be a beatdown. I didn't expect it to be a 40-0 beatdown. And that's what the Dallas Cowboys have been handing out to the New York Giants, it feels like, for the past 5 or 6 years. It's 5 straight wins for the Cowboys. They have won 12 out of their last 13 meetings against the Giants. Dak Prescott didn't even have to throw a touchdown. God bless him, he also didn't throw an interception. Pollard had 70 yards on the ground and 2 TDs. Daniel Jones was sacked 7 times, fumbled twice. Saquon only held to 51 yards. Last night was a game that the New York Giants want to erase from their memory. Head coach Brian Daboll, he spoke after the game in New Jersey, where it seems nothing good happens for the football teams. And he says, man, yeah, Daniel Jones, I left them in the game late. And why? Listen.
No, I was going to let him see it through there just until that last series. Try to get something positive going, Dan. We didn't have much going. Just wanted to try to get a positive drive and try to punch the ball into the end zone. But that didn't happen.
You wanted something positive. Yeah, Daniel Jones was in the game late. They had him out there, and he's still getting smacked around. Michael Parsons, of course, because everybody has a show and a podcast, Michael Parsons addressed this himself today on his podcast, The Edge. Listen to this.
Daniel Jones should have been in that game in the fourth quarter. I thought they should have protected him and pulled him out. Their season would be over without Daniel Jones. The Bengals did the smart decision by pulling Joe Burrow, saying, hey, we're going to submit, we're going to take our loss, and we're going to move on to next week and get better. That's the best thing you can do. I do not agree with Daniel Jones staying out there into that last drive. That was wrong. I thought it was deceiving. That's your franchise quarterback, and he's out there with the backup offensive line still getting sacked and hit. I just didn't understand. Maybe it was a proven moment by the Giants. I have no idea. A learning lesson. Who knows? But I thought Daniel Jones should have got pulled out.
Well, look at Michael Parsons, not only one of the best defenders in the NFL, he's also now a podcast host and head coach, just analyzing plays. I mean, if I was Jerry Jones, I'd be like, man, just why are you doing a podcast? Just focusing on your job, worrying about what Brian Daboll is doing. This is what Daniel Jones had to say about the L.
We're certainly frustrated and extremely disappointed with how we performed tonight. And I know I certainly am with myself. So a lot to work on and clean up.
Yeah, Daniel Jones sounds disappointed whether he wins, whether he loses. He just sounds like that all the time. Saquon Barkley, he was asked, hey, yeah, we sucked, we lost. What didn't go right?
Well, that's football. We got to do a better job, starting with myself and the leaders. I've stopped, you know, stop the leak and stop the bleeding. And we didn't do that. Can't go down like that to a team of that caliber.
Yeah. The New York Giants got their work cut out for them. Dallas Cowboys smacking them up. New York Giants taking on the Cardinals next week, so at least they can look at a team that they should handle. If the Giants don't beat the Cardinals, the Giants might as well just quit for the whole season. I'm getting ahead of myself, but just call it a wrap if they don't do that. You heard Michael Parsons. He referenced Joe Burrow. The New York Giants losing to the Cowboys wasn't the only beatdown yesterday. The Browns smashed Joe Burrow again. 5-1 against Joe Burrow. He couldn't muster anything. Just got his new contract, paying him $55 million a year. 82 yards only. Joe Burrow could only muster 82 yards in the air, and the Bengals lost to the Browns 24-3. Joe Burrow was asked about this beatdown, and he wasn't too concerned. He's ready to go on to the next.
You know, stuff like this happens. We've been here before. We're going to come back stronger. Going to have a good week of practice, get better this week, come back next Sunday, hopefully get a win.
Oh, okay. It doesn't sound like he's worried. The guy's a winner. I wouldn't worry too much about that either. I think all things considered, by the time we get to the end of the year, I would say the Bengals are probably more likely than so going to have a better record here against the Browns. And there was some trash talking here. Jamar Chase calling the Browns elves and I don't know. Whatever gets the people going. Cowboys beat up the Giants, blowout. Browns beat up on the Bengals, blowout. We had another blowout. How about this one? Brock Purdy in his return with the 49ers smashing the Steelers 30-7. Brock Purdy comes back. He throws for two touchdowns. Before the game, Patrick Peterson was saying that he was going to pick off Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy, he enjoyed the fact that he threw two touchdowns. And they happened to be against Patrick Peterson. Listen to this.
Are you aware at that moment that it was Patrick Peterson who was in coverage on the touchdown?
Honestly, at first, no. I wasn't thinking about any of that. B.A. was open. He did a great job on the route. And got him the ball, scored a touchdown. And then the second touchdown on the right side, the deep ball. Was that on Patrick Peterson?
It was.
Yeah, and that one, I was like, all right, that felt good. But it was good, man. He's a competitor. I have nothing but respect for Patrick Peterson and everything that he does.
Yeah. Patrick Peterson says, I could have had me a couple of interceptions, but you did it. And Mike Tomlin, he said things most appropriately. He said, we got our teeth kicked in. So the 49ers already looking like one of the NFL's best teams as Kenny Pickett was running for his life. He had to throw the ball 46 times just to try to stay in the game. He threw two interceptions. Congratulations to T.J. Watt, though. He had three sacks, and he's now right there with James Harrison when it comes down to most sacks in Steelers history. We had some other games on a busy NFL Sunday. You know, I'm waiting for the story. I told you about this with Denver. The Broncos, the Raiders beat them 17-16. At least Russell Wilson looked decent even in a loss. The Eagles beat the Pats 25-20. The Rams beat the Seahawks. How about that? 30-13. And then we had this one. They're just throwing a rock all over the place. The Dolphins went over the Chargers 36-34. Tyreek Hill made it very well known before the season. He wants to be the first wide receiver in NFL history to go over 2,000 yards. Well, damn it, he got 215 yesterday to go along with two touchdowns. Tua Tagovailoa, 466 yards. It's one of the top passing performances by any quarterback on an opening day in NFL history. And then he throws three touchdowns to go along with it. Justin Herbert, 228 yards. Austin Eckler, 117. They were just doing it big. Tua Tagovailoa, he spoke after the game, and he talked about their mindset before they took on these Chargers.
I think the motto that we took into this game was literally just focus on this play. Focus on your assignment, that whatever that assignment entails during that play. Don't worry about anything else.
Okay, just do your job. Well, I hope he can do his job and just stay healthy throughout the course of the season. Tua Tagovailoa, yeah, if he plays, he's one of the best quarterbacks. If he ain't playing or if he's hurt, yeah, the Dolphins will be cooked, just like most QBs or most teams when their starting QB goes down. Ask the New York Jets, which they are still currently losing right now. 13-6. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. New York Jets are cursed. We'll fill you in on the game as it continues on. The New York Jets defense trying to keep them alive, picking off Josh Allen not too long ago. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is like two ships passing in the night. Aaron Rodgers goes to New York, immediately goes down. Out, hurt, injured. The extent we'll find out tomorrow. The team that got rid of Aaron Rodgers, if you want to call it that, the Green Bay Packers. They started a new quarterback yesterday. His name is Jordan Love. He got the job. He has the job full time. Jordan Love, unlike Aaron Rodgers, he got a brand new start. He had a damn good start yesterday with no Aaron Rodgers on the team. The Packers took care of the Bears. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I do want to let you know that Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs, he got his hands on a new contract. It may not be the contract that he wants, but it's something. He has showed up to work. We're going to get into Coco Gauff. We even get into Team USA Basketball, who lost to Canada. That will be hilarious. Deion Sanders, and yes, we'll keep you up to date with these New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting warmed up. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. New York Jets losing right now 13-6 against the Buffalo Bills. MetLife Stadium, no Aaron Rodgers out on the field. Hurt right out of the gate on what was his fourth play, fourth snap of the game, and we'll see what happens here. Also, as the game goes on, Damar Hamlin inactive tonight. You might recall, yes, Damar Hamlin unfortunately died and revived on the field. He's currently having a conversation with Stephon Diggs. You know, there was so much about his return. A lot of people don't even recall one of the reasons that he was really playing and getting time last year was due to injuries with the Buffalo Bills in their secondary. And so he is a backup player. He was forced into action last season. So I don't think too many people should be shocked with the fact that he's inactive. He's going to be back on the field. I expect to see him, but not tonight for the Buffalo Bills, as he's a cheerleader. He's a bystander. But the fact that he's even alive to be out on the field is still amazing in and of itself. The end of the third quarter, Buffalo leads the Jets 13-6. I told you before we went to break, Aaron Rodgers out, okay? We don't know the extent of the injury. I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow. But yesterday, and I was interested in this game, it didn't have or live up to the hype because there's two emerging quarterbacks and two different reasons that I wanted to see. What were they going to do to start the season off, and that's between the Packers and the Bears. And let's be real. While Aaron Rodgers was around, they owned him. 25-5 was Aaron Rodgers' record with the Packers against the Bears. And yesterday, without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers beat the Bears 38-20. This is now the Jordan Love era. I don't know how long it's going to last. He could get benched in the middle of the season. He can make it 1 year. We might watch this dude play for 10 years. He's had to spend the past three seasons as Aaron Rodgers' backup. And in his first real start, instead of just kind of going out there and relieving Aaron Rodgers when he was out with COVID a couple of seasons ago, Jordan Love delivered. Three touchdowns, 245 yards. He got hot late. The first half wasn't all that hot. Aaron Jones had 41 yards rushing and a touchdown. Romeo Dubs had two TDs receiving. And Jordan Love looked like the guy. He left people real thrilled with what he did. This is what he had to say about getting hot in the second half.
Second half for us was huge today. You can just feel that momentum, you know, switching. It just feels good to get a win. Never take for granted.
Yeah, he had to learn, sit and learn, watch for 3 years behind Aaron Rodgers. Is he coming? Is he going? One of the reasons that Aaron Rodgers was so butthurt on the way out the door is because they brought in Jordan Love. And so now he has a chance to show what he got. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers are going to be here in Atlanta for their next game. And Atlanta did what they needed to do yesterday by knocking off the Carolina Panthers. A former Panther, DJ Moore, didn't help out too much in Chicago with Justin Fields. Only 25 yards receiving in his debut with the Bears. You had Chase Claypool, who came in with 0 yards receiving, only targeted twice. And Fields, just boring. 216 yards passing, a touchdown, an interception, 59 yards rushing on the floor, on the ground, and so much more. They got 16 games to show what he's supposed to do. But people are hoping and expecting for Justin Fields to move on into Pro Bowl status, be a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, at minimum, I would hope. Now, moving on, back over to the Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur, he was asked about life without Aaron Rodgers looking at Jordan Love, and he was enthusiastic about what he saw.
We played a complete game, four quarters. It was far from perfect, and there's a lot of cleaning up. But anytime you're plus two winning the ball, you got a great chance to win. And I thought our guys played hard. They played physical. And that's exactly what we've been talking about.
Okay, all right. Let's see what happens. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you can be happy with the victory, right? But let's not go overboard. You got 16 more games after this to see what Jordan Love can do. Let him go on a streak. Let's see what he can do for five games, for six games, before you start going, oh, my God, he's the guy. He might be. But let's just slow down just a little bit. The Packers haven't won a damn thing, and Jordan Love, it's one game. Looked impressive, but let's be real. The Bears were the worst team in the NFL last season. They're terrible. And so you would hope that there was some improvement. But it was a disaster. Let's see what the Packers can do when they come down here to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. They ain't close to competing for a damn thing. And meanwhile, I want to get this news in here. Chris Jones, the man who sat out that loss, Kansas City losing to the Lions this past Thursday to open up the NFL season, Chris Jones sat up in the stands. He wants money. 15.5 sacks last season. He's in the final year of a four-year, $80 million deal. Heading into the year, he would have been the ninth highest paid defender for the entire season. And he said, you know what? That's not going to cut it for me. He said that he would be willing to sit out the first eight games of the year if he didn't get a new contract. Well, he got a new contract. It's a one-year deal. They redid his current contract. He's still going to be a free agent at the end of the season. And it ain't all that hot, if you ask me. We don't know the details, but it's been reported that they have put some markers and incentives into his contract where he could make more than $20 million a year. We see Bosa, Nick now making 34, Aaron Donald making 31. Chris Jones, if he's out on the field and hits some of these markers, he's going to make enough money that he is now showing up to work. He's missing $1 million from his last game check because he did not participate in that game against the Lions. And I think we all saw and know that they definitely needed him out there on the field. But more importantly, in a passing league, yeah, you need somebody to go out there and wreck the quarterback. They were missing Travis Kelce a little bit more, I would say, than they were missing Chris Jones. So let's see what he can do this upcoming season. As they started, they being the Lions and the Chiefs, they started things off for us on Thursday, and the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills ending things tonight here in week one. Josh Allen not having the greatest of games, 180 passing yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, but we know things are ridiculously terrible for the New York Jets as there is no Aaron Rodgers. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR, good evening. Before I start, I'd like to say I haven't forgot about anyone in New York, firefighters, policemen, EMS, and families involved. I'm still thinking of you. I'm kind of happy, happy and sad to see Rodgers go down, but I don't miss the hoopla. And like you said, it was duh, Bears. They'll have Jordan Love will have his hands full in Atlanta next week. So that will be the first test that I would, before I jump up and say, start crowning him.
Yeah, nah, we got to see a little bit more. 1 week, nobody can take away how good he was in that first week, or just yesterday, I should say. But, hey, we got a whole lot more. We've seen guys come out and have great games and be flat. He'll make it through the season. I think based on what we've seen already, he'll be a good quarterback. But is he going to be consistent? There's so much more that you're not going to be able to determine after one game. But it's certainly a good start for Jordan Love with those Green Bay Packers. And, yes, you mentioned the Atlanta Falcons. Jesse Bates coming over for Cincinnati pretty much with his first start here with the Atlanta Falcons, coming away with two interceptions against Bryce Young. So, yeah, Falcons defense much improved from last year, bringing in a lot of veterans like Jesse Bates. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of veterans, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a veteran who continues as Josh Allen throws another interception. That's three interceptions tonight for Josh Allen. And unfortunately, the New York Jets not able to capitalize on any of them so far with no quarterback, no Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, speaking of veterans, we're going to talk about Novak Djokovic on the other side of the break. And then the opposite of a veteran, we're going to talk about a 19-year-old in Coco Gauff who just won her first Grand Slam. And we'll keep you up to date on this game as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out and make little runs to the store and stuff at night just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The New York Jets finally able to take advantage of a turnover. Zach Wilson connecting with Garrett Wilson. a crazy catch by Garrett Wilson. 2-yard pass, reception in the end zone, kind of taps the ball to himself, being draped by Tre'Davious White. Taps the ball to himself with one hand, comes down with it, catches it on his back. There's no way I can explain it. You'd have to see the catch. It's just a wild one. And so the New York Jets have finally gotten into this game. So much air taken out of the entire stadium with Aaron Rodgers going down early. But now it's 13-all. And let's see whether or not the Buffalo Bills can walk away with the W for a game that they've controlled the majority of, or whether or not the New York Jets can send the fans home happy in what has just been a disaster game, worst-case scenario game with their new shiny toy, 40 years old. I don't know how new and fancy I can call him, but he goes down. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fine. I just happened to jump off a train here at Golden One Center in Sacramento tonight. This is like a Jonas Brothers concert or something on David J. Stern. Well, thanks for the update. I'm going to have to pop back into this place and watch the end of that game.
Yeah,
I remember talking to you over the summer when you told me the Jets defense was going to keep him in every game no matter what. And, man, you just nailed it again.
Well, I don't think that was a difficult thing to ascertain. They had one of the best defenses in the league last year. And now right. The defense, well, the hope was that the defense wouldn't have to do so much. And now they're still having to do so much. There's no Aaron Rodgers tonight. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing, home of the U.S. Open. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing, my brother?
Very well. What's on your mind?
Good. Just checking up on you. I mean, yes, your Jets is tied. It's a better game than the one last night against the Giants and the Cowboys.
Yes. Yeah. 40-0. At least the Jets are showing a little bit of life here. 13-0. Yes.
Yes. I want to say this for a personal thing. Look, man, you are a cool brother, man. I wish kids could look, people like kids and even adults could look up to you than that damn fool outside, Kevin Porter Jr. I mean, it's a disgrace when I see these dudes or individuals keep on wasting opportunities because they don't.
Uh-oh. Well, that was nice. Manny was saying nice things. Well, no need to thank me, but he referenced Kevin Porter Jr. If you're not aware, Kevin Porter Jr., young emerging guard for the Houston Rockets, arrested earlier today. Domestic abuse, assault, whatever you want to call it. If you're not familiar, this week, and dating back to the end of last week, is New York Fashion Week. And so there are a lot of big wigs that are around New York City in the fashion space. There are a lot of people in New York as well for the U.S. Open. I saw Kevin Durant. And so there's a lot of folks in town. And so Kevin Porter Jr. is dating or was dating a former WNBA player who also happens to model. And there was a report that he was locked out of his room after returning early. She did not allow him back in. And security let him in. And then when he was let in, they got into it. And he allegedly assaulted her and left her with some injuries. And so, yes, he was arrested. And this isn't the first issue or incident with Kevin Porter Jr. I don't believe we'll see him this season. And if we do, it's not going to be until real, real late into the year. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. New York Jets and Bills still tied at 13-all. Josh Allen fumbling the football. The Jets trying to come away with it. Coming away with it, actually. I think they've decided that. And let's see if the Jets can, I don't want to say shock everybody, but at least send home everybody happy. Now, Manny just called from Flushing. It's the home of the U.S. Open, as I mentioned. And so we had a busy week and a lot of stars out in Queens. And the biggest new emerging star continues to emerge is Coco Gauff. She started bursting onto the scene at 15 years old, when she competed in Wimbledon in 2019. And this past Saturday evening, she walked away with her first Grand Slam. She walked away with her first title, beating Aryna Sabalenka in three sets. She lost the first, was able to pick things up and walk away with the W. She is the youngest American to win the U.S. Open since Serena did it in 1999. She's 19 years old. Coco Gauff is blowing up big time. And afterwards, when she had her speech on ESPN, she made sure to actually thank the people who didn't believe in her. Listen to this.
Honestly, thank you to the people who didn't believe in me. Like a month ago, I won a 500 title and people said I would stop at that. 2 weeks ago, I won a 1,000 title and people were saying that was the biggest it was gonna get. So three weeks later, I'm here with this trophy right now. I tried my best to carry this with grace and I've been doing my best. So honestly, to those who thought were putting water on my fire, you're really adding gas to it. And now I'm really burning so bright right now.
Yeah, no, it was so cool to see her and her family celebrate. And, you know, you just hope that what she captured and what she accomplished on Saturday night just doesn't change her. It doesn't appear to be the fact, but fame and money and popularity, there's going to be more of that coming her way. And she just seems like an awesome individual. So easy to root for Coco Gauff. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait until next year before we see her again, you know, try to go for one of the four slams. I mean, the U.S. Open at home was the first. Let's see how long it takes her to pick up Wimbledon, the French Open. Let's see what she can do. Somebody else who won, and he's familiar with this. He's used to it. It's Novak Djokovic. 24 Grand Slams. He beat Daniil Medvedev in three sets, sent him home. And Djokovic is just running around. He's doing the rounds, man. He was able to wear a Kobe Bryant shirt on the court after his victory. And he was asked about that while speaking with CBS earlier today. And this is what Novak had to say.
Kobe was one of these athletes that left such an incredible mark and legacy, not just on the court, but off the court.
Yes.
He was the one that was, one of the most important people for me when I was struggling, trying to come back from an injury, mm-hmm. Work my way back. You know, he was advising me. He was counseling me. He was supporting me. He was incredible.
Yeah. Little did I know. I didn't know those two guys were friends. Kobe's such an international dude. Yeah, friends with Djokovic. And we know this too. There's nobody, not a male tennis player, that has more Grand Slam victories and titles than Novak Djokovic. And he doesn't appear to be slowing down. And he would have beaten the record already, probably had it extended, if he was coming into the United States of America because, he didn't get vaccinated. So congratulations to Novak Djokovic picking up another Grand Slam. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Thank you, JR. I know you punished me for a month, but it's okay. Listen, I think the New York needs a win, okay? Everybody's down on their luck. But I think the New York Jets are going to win tonight, for sure. The other thing I want to talk about is, can we come down on the first week of the NFL? I mean, it's pretty bashful. There's so many big teams that are winning and losing. Their quarterbacks are making $60 and $50 million a year. I mean, just come down. Right now, the way we're looking at it right now is that it's the first week, man. Can we just come down a little bit?
What is your
opinion?
Who's we, Paul? Who's we?
The whole ESPN, everybody's bashing the quarterbacks that are making big money. But you got to realize, you know, if you're in Mahomes' division, if you're in Allen's division, if you're in Lamar Jackson's division, it's not going to be easy, bro. You're not going to win 10 games or 12 games. Everybody's going to be like barely 500 the way it looks. Everybody looks good.
Okay. I don't know if I'd go that far. And thank you, Paul, for calling from Rhode Island. Look, I can't speak to what anybody else is saying. I don't think anybody could justifiably, you know, trash any quarterback right now. Let alone once you're talking about guys making 50 and 60. Well, Joe Burrow's making more than anybody. He's sitting there at 55. He took an L. He got beat up. I don't think people are destroying him. We've seen this guy win from the chance and opportunity he got in college at LSU. Lamar Jackson, he making 52. He walked away with a W. I know Justin Herbert is right there making 52 and a half. He took an L. Ain't nobody bashing any of these quarterbacks. Now, as far as I'm concerned, or that I see, and how could anybody justifiably do so? As you stated, man, it's one game. I think if you're listening to anybody bashing any of these, you should probably stop listening. That'd be my advice to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Jets and Bills still in action. 2 minutes left in the game. They are tied up at 13 all. The New York Jets have the ball. Second and 13 on Buffalo's 19-yard line. Let's see if the New York Jets can actually walk away with a victory with no Aaron Rodgers. We'll find out how bad the New York Jets are cursed. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Besides that, some good news. Deion Sanders keeps rolling. Some bad news. Team USA basketball sucks. And then we'll keep you going with this game. We'll let you know what's going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.